Thank you, young folks. That's a good question, isn't it? In fact, that's a good commercial for everybody to be out on visitation tomorrow night about 7 o'clock. We have to make an effort or we won't do it. Amen. Thank you, young folks. We're going to turn the service over now to Brother Colin, and he's going to orchestrate. I think we're going to have testimonies, maybe some more singing. I don't know. Brother Morton, it's all yours now. Come on, and we're looking forward to it. Amen.
Well, we kind of try to show you what we did during the services. The teens were just so helpful with the song service. They sang specials. The ladies sang with Ashley playing the ukulele. We didn't know what the piano situation would be like, so we just had them be prepared for the worst, and they did a phenomenal job. And before we get started, I just want to thank you, church, for just your prayers and just giving and giving and giving for us to go. And it was just such a tremendous trip, and souls got saved, and we were such a blessing to Grace Baptist Church while we were there. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you for just giving and just making it possible for us to go. And we were so just busy. We got there. We left at 2 a.m. from the church. We got to the airport around 3 a.m., and it was a long day. As soon as we got there, we got picked up, and we ate, and then we hit the road knocking doors and soul winning, and we were busy the whole week long. So the teens will probably tell you a little bit more about souls that were saved, but it was kind of a unique situation, much different than what we're used to here in the States. We had to walk from the tent to the location. It was probably a 10 or 15 minute walk from the tent to get to the first door, and everybody that we met was religious in some form. There was a great presence of Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Rastafarians, but a lot of them read from the King James Bible, but they just had their preconceived ideas. And I was telling several folks that every door, it was like a discipleship time. Before you can ever get to Romans chapter 3, you had to disprove what they already thought about the Word of God and their false ideas. And so it was unique. It was good. It kept us on our toes with our Bibles. And praise the Lord, I think 17 or 18 souls got saved. Maybe they can clear that up for me. I think it was 17 or 18. But those 17 or 18 were just like a struggle to get there. Like I said, it was just 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes at the door just talking to them before we ever got to the gospel. Very friendly people. They were so just glad that we were there helping their communities out. And they were amazed by the fair-skinned people with blue eyes. They were like, thought that was the coolest thing in the world. They thought my daughter, the first thing they said was, chunky, chunky. And so I guess they've never seen a chunky white baby before, but they were fighting over who pushed her in a stroller. But in all seriousness, you should be extremely proud of these young people. They worked. I told Brother Murphy, the pastor at Grace Baptist Church, we're here to work, put them to work. And they did, and they worked so hard. They represented you, the church, Pastor Carter, the Lord, their parents, and us as a youth group extremely well. And I'm so proud of just the work ethic they had. They were on just such good behavior. People would come up to us in the market and just say, there's something different about you guys. And that's a testimony to these guys' character and their upbringing and their church. So you should be extremely pleased with them. And start with the testimonies now. The ladies are going to go first. They're going to love me for that. But ladies first, I think you already know the order. Okay? All right? You got it? So if you could, all the girls come up here to kind of save time. If y'all want to sit on these front pews here, and then as soon as the other one goes, the next one step up and go. I've told them you got like a minute and a half tops, okay? We do have other people to get to. We want to hear from Brother Baker as well. So I've already been told from the older saints in the back, make sure they speak in the microphone. So make sure you speak in the microphone so they can hear you.
Good evening. I'm Renee Roberts, just in case some of you guys didn't know that. This was so exciting for me to be able to go. I'm going to Landmark to the college to be a missionary. So it was just really nice to get experience. And like Brother Morton said, and I'm sure everybody else is going to say this, so I'm not going to talk about it too much. But everybody was just so friendly there. Like, it blew us away because, like, we could tell we weren't in America anymore. Like, everybody was just really nice and receptive to the gospel. And they were so friendly. But I especially enjoyed, like, working with the children there. You could just be walking down the street and there would be a child outside in their yard. And home here, when we go soul winning, we're usually supposed to ask, are your parents home? Because we don't want the parents to walk out and think we're trying to steal their kid or something. But I would be talking to their kid, and the parent would come walking out and just walk past me like they didn't care, like it happens all the time. So we got to talk to a bunch of kids. One day the kids came out and they went soul winning with us, and it was so cute to see just how zealous and excited they were. Like, they would snatch the track from our hand and go running up to the door, and you have to come to the tent meeting. And it was just, it was exciting to work with the kids. We had one day when we did like a reading class with the kids, and it blew me away how smart they were too, and they just like, they were ready to learn and read with us, and it was really exciting. I got to lead one soul to the Lord, and he was an older man. He came out on his porch, and Ashley was with me. We kind of just started off with wanting to invite him to the tent meeting, and he said he saw the tent, and I just, you know, wanted to invite him to come. And he kind of seemed like he didn't really want to talk, so I was just going to leave then. But I asked him, you know, if he was 100% sure that if he died, if he would go to heaven, and he said no. So I went through the plan with him, but while I was going through the plan of salvation with him, he was reading the verses with me, or he would, like, finish it off, and I was like, okay, you know your Bible, you know what you're talking about. Like, he was reading the King James Bible verses, but he had told me that he wasn't sure that he was saved. And he told me, he's like, oh, yeah, I have one of those in my house, a KJV. He's like, I have that same Bible. So I just kept on going through the plan with him. And once when I got down to the end, I was like, you know, you've agreed with me on everything. You've read the verses with me. And you told me that, you know, you're not going to heaven if you were to die. So don't you think that this is what you need to do so you can go to heaven? And he just kind of hesitated for a little bit. And he was like, yeah, but not right now. And that was my biggest problem with a lot of people that I talked to. They were receptive, and they would let me go through the whole plan with them. Even if they seemed like they were busy, they would give me the time of day. And then once when I got down to the end, they weren't ready to do it right now. There was just something with pushing them over to getting saved. And I didn't want to leave him there because he knew what he was talking about, and he believed it all. So I asked him again and kind of tried to, I guess, scare it out of him, I don't know. But I just went over it with him again, and I was like, okay, you believe this. You told me you agree with me. You're reading the verses with me. Something's holding you back from getting saved, and I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. Don't you think that you need to let it go and just get saved? And I was like, isn't this what you want to do? And he didn't say anything. And you could see tears start to build up in his eyes. I don't know if that was just me, but I'm pretty sure Ashley saw them too. But he would just stare at the ground, and you could see that he wanted to cry, like something was holding him back from getting saved. And it just broke my heart, and I was like, I don't want to pressure you. I don't want to force you to get saved. It's something you have to do on your own. So I tried to just leave him with as much urgency as I could. But then he told me, he was like, you know, I appreciate you girls coming here. And he's like, I think there was a reason why you came here. And he's like, I guess I'm ready. And I was like, okay. I kind of told him, you know, we have a word for that. That's divine appointment. We came here. It was the last day, too. It was Thursday. And I hadn't gotten to lead anybody to the Lord yet. And it was our last house that we knocked on. And I just, you know, I thought, wow, that's awesome. The last day, the last house. And he took forever to get saved, but he finally accepted the Lord as his Savior. And it just, I could tell that it was real to him. He didn't want to let go, and he didn't want to get saved, but he was ready to. And that was just awesome to see. And if it would have just been that one guy who got saved, then it would have all been worth it. But there were so many others that got saved. And I just want to say thank you, church, for giving so much money to send us there. Brother Morton told us a little bit more when we got to Antigua how much you guys actually gave and how much the church was involved in sending us to Antigua. So I really appreciate it. Your money wasn't wasted. We used it for the best, I promise. But yeah, just thank you, church, for sending us.
Hello, my name is Ashley Rutherford, and I know Mr. Morin said only a minute and a half, but all good Baptist preachers say I'll try to be short, and they're not always short, so, you know, I'll try my best. But I just want to first and foremost thank the church for allowing us to go. Like Renee said, it was just truly a blessing. And, you know, you go into a mission trip saying, well, at least my thing is, you know, I want to be a blessing to someone, I want to be a blessing to people. But this mission trip was such a blessing to me, because at first I didn't even know if I was going to go still with everything going on. And so just being able there and seeing like the sweet spirits, like everyone's going to say, and how receptive they were, is just such a blessing. And then the preaching was so good by Mr. Hester, and it was like second to last night, and he just preached a sermon on David and Goliath. And I know it was supposed to be for the tent crusade they had there, but God just spoke to my heart, and I was just like, okay, Lord, I'm just gonna rededicate my life to you, because this is just, you know, it's just amazing what I've been seeing here. And one special thing to me was also the children that Renee said, because like I had a ukulele, and some of them didn't know what it was. They were like, oh, it's a small guitar. Oh, look at this. This is so cool. And everyone wanted to play it, and just they're so nice. And they all, like what Renee said, just seeing them running around, just wanting to soul win, it kind of broke my heart. Like, why am I should be more zealous too. You know, here in America, we're so blessed, and we are not as excited and all this sort of time. Sometimes, you know, we go on soul winning, and we're trudging along because the hot sun. But it didn't matter to them. They're going anywhere. They're knocking up the doors, and we're like, you can't do that. You gotta wait. You gotta wait. But I just am so glad I got to go, and it really blessed my heart. And thank you again, church, for supporting us and praying for us, because there are some nervous moments kind of get back on the plane and everything, and we really appreciate it.
Hi. I'm Abigail, and I just want to thank y'all for donating so much money to us and letting us go to Antigua, and I just want to say it was a blessing to go there, and it was worth every soul being saved. And I really liked when we got to go over to a lady's house, and we got to talk to some kids. It was a blessing. Got to soul win, and you got to bond with kids over at Antigua, and the tent meeting was also a blessing. With God, Hester was okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hi. Good evening, church. Y'all ought to know me by now, but I'm Cheyenne Whitehead. I'm one of the ones I've been blessed to going on this mission trip, and it's just been such a blessing. Firstly, I'd like to thank each and every one of you guys that has donated and given everything they had for letting us to go and supporting us through everything. And the plane ride for a first time going over there, I thought was scary taking off, but the landing was really bad. But I could definitely tell that you guys are praying for us, and because we went through some turbulence, and this one lady that was sitting next to me was like freaking out, and that kind of made me some, you know, just a little bit scared because I didn't know what was going on. But thank you for your prayers and support and always being there for us. When I got there, the place was beautiful, and we got to this little service customer service thing, and we had a like security, whatever, I don't know what it was, but we didn't know the address where we're going to, and so we kept asking Brother Morton, hey, where are we going? We don't know where we're going. And we're like, Antigua? But that's about all we knew. That's about all we knew. But they really helped us out. They knew the place that we were going to, and that was a blessing that they helped us out with that. And I think my favorite part of being over there was just dealing with the little children. Their hearts were so sweet, and they're willing to do whatever they had for the Lord. They had so much zeal and passion for what they did. There's a lady, Miss Nancy, she was one of the ladies that just really dealt with them. And you could tell that they learned so much. They knew like a lot of Bible stories that most teens here don't even know. And so it's just such a blessing to just deal with them and see all the passion they had. Soul winning went really well. There was quite a bit of souls saved. Sad to say, I wasn't able to win anyone to the Lord. I was starting to get down and just, not bitter, but just sad that I wasn't, you know, really talking to anyone, but I try to stay positive. And once I thought about it, I was like, hey, you know, to be honest, everyone that I've been talking to, they're either already saved or have been going to Grace. And so that told the Grace Baptist Church. So that told me that the church has really been doing a lot and dealing with a lot of people around their community and have been changing lives left and right here and there. So that was a big blessing and on my heart. The services were really good too. Brother Hester, He was amazing. His services were phenomenal and really touched my heart on some things. I'd like to thank everyone again for letting us go and for all your prayers and support and everything you've given us. Good evening.
Hi, my name's Emily, and I'm glad I got to go on the missions trip. It was such a big blessing to me because, like, I've, you know, surrendered to be a missionary. I felt like I was being called to be a missionary, so I'm glad the Lord let me go to Antigua. But my favorite part was, like, little kids, like, going out soul winning. I know many of them said that, but that was, like, my favorite part because, like, we would just, like, go to a random house. And, like, they would just run up. Like, I had these two little girls, and it was, like, an apartment, and they would, like, run around, like, knocking on the same door. I'm just like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, well, they won't open the door. And I'm like, well, you guys have to put a track in there. And then they're like, okay. Like, the next house we knocked, it was open. Like, the door was open. And the girl just, like, walked in there and, like, handed them the track. And I'm just like, you guys are not supposed to be doing that. And they're like, oh, they don't care. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, I wish you could do that back home. I mean, we would get in trouble if we do that. But, you know, God, like, I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord, but I handed out a lot of tracts and I spread the gospel. But who knows if they actually read the tract and got saved. And I'm really thankful for that. And I really enjoyed the revival services that we had. And for all the people that we invited that showed up and stuff. So I also want to thank y'all for giving us the money and for the prayers and the support you guys given us. So thank you.
Guys, come on up here. While they're coming up, I do want to share a couple things I forgot earlier. It was a struggle the whole time there as far as, like, spiritual battle going on. They had this big celebration on the island called Carnival, and it was going a couple blocks away from us, and it was so loud. The music was so loud. A couple blocks away from us, we could hear it in the audio recordings from the tent. And Carnival is just a wicked thing. They were listening to music, drinking, nudity, and just everything imaginable was going on there. The thing that broke my heart was we're talking to some kids playing soccer with them. They said football. I got excited, and then, like, you kick it. I'm like, oh, my word, football, not football. And the kid's there and saying, hey, what'd you do yesterday? And he said, I was at Carnival. And it was this little kid, probably not even up to my waist, and he was there in the midst of all that nonsense going on. And that's just like the norm to them. And that's what we fought all week long. Monday and Tuesday, it was crazy. What would have been a 20-minute drive, we had to drive all the way around the outskirts of town to avoid that. And, of course, Wednesday, we deal with people being the consequences of their actions the nights before. But the Lord, through all of the distractions, through the carnival, we were able to see so many people saved. And we stamped. Part of our procedure was we stamped hundreds of tracts for Grace Baptist Church. At one point, we dug holes for the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse there, and they're operating on very low power, and their power cord, something like that, went bad, and so we were shoveling to put out the gospel and get them back to full power. And then we cleaned the roofs of their school buildings, and just these kids did a wonderful job. And in spite of everything going against them, the Lord still got accomplished what he wanted to get accomplished. So we're gonna have the guys come on now, and you know what order you are, so come on, Tim.
Hi, my name is Timothy, if y'all didn't already know me. I got the privilege of leading seven people to the Lord. One of the times, it was the time whenever, like the girls were saying, some of the kids joined us when we were going out soul winning. And it was funny because all of the kids were so happy to, like, you know, go knock doors and stuff like that. And these two kids were running, and they ran right past one of these doors. Like, they looked at them, and they kind of got scared. So me and Ben ended up going to that house. And there were these two guys. Their names were Jamal and Dewey. And they were sitting at their porch, and they were smoking weed, of all things. And it was kind of just, like, nerve-wracking at first, but they offered me some. I said no. But I got to talk to them, and they were very receptive. They knew what was going on, and they ended up getting saved. And then there was another time, his name was Jamie. And a lot of the people on Antigua are kind of just, like, they know much of the gospel and stuff like that, but whenever you actually say, oh, do you want to get saved, they kind of are more like, they kind of just want to go to church and get saved because they think they have to get saved in church. And it's really hard to explain to them that it doesn't have to be just in church. You can get saved anywhere. But me and Ben got to talk to this guy, and we went through the gospel and everything, and he was very receptive. But at the end of it, I asked him if he wanted to get saved, and he said, well, can I go to church? And I was like, Ben stepped in and he started talking to him. He's like, you don't have to get saved in church. And we were just trying to explain to him, but he still, after a while, we still kept going and talking to him, and he still was convinced that he had to get saved in church. So we invited him, and he said he would come to church. So I just want to ask that y'all could pray for him. His name was Jamie, that he actually got saved. But I just want to thank the church for letting us have the opportunity of going out and leading people to the Lord. And it was just really a blessing to me and all of us, really. Thank you.
Good evening, church. I'm Ben. And first off, I'd like to thank you all for all the money and stuff you gave to us to go, because it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And then I'd like to thank Brother Morton and Miss Morton, because there was a lot of stuff they had to put up with. It was really good, though. But there was one thing. I got to leave one soul to the Lord, and it was a little boy named Hakim. And he was my little buddy through the whole week. I led him to the Lord on Tuesday. I had to lead him to the Lord, and it was kind of funny because I didn't even plan on him. He came out of a fence or bushes or something, and he had this dog. It was like 3 weeks old, and he's like, you want to pet my dog? I could barely understand him, and so I was talking to him for a little bit, and then I got talking to him, and then he brought me a basketball, and so I was trying to mess with it and stuff, and I started spinning on my finger, and he was amazed at it and stuff, but because they don't play much basketball there, they're more of football, soccer stuff. And so, and then eventually I got to the Planet Salvation and started talking to him, and he got saved, but I invited him to soccer the next day, and he showed up. I wasn't really expecting him to, but he did. And just throughout the week, he came to the service that night, and then the next day he came soul winning with us. He brought his bike and stuff. And he went soul winning. The one thing about soul winning was it was really different compared to here. Everybody was receptive and stuff, but everybody had fenced in or gated in houses, and they had dogs, and some of them would want to rip your arm off. And it was something else. So you had to yell inside, because there was no air conditioning, all the windows were open. And so you either had to yell inside or you had to yell goodnight. And some people came to the door, some didn't. But yeah, and when he did it, I was expecting to be he didn't know what he was doing. And he walks up to the door, just opens the gate, doesn't even look for a dog or anything. And he just goes up the door and just, he knocks he was, in the police here. He just starts banging on the door and says, inside, and just starts yelling. And I'm like, that is insane. I cannot believe he just did that. And the people come to the door, and he started inviting them and stuff. And I don't know, it was just crazy to me. But it was just really fun. I would like to thank you all again, and thank you.
Hello, church. My name is Daniel Betancourt. You guys already know me. I just want to thank you guys for letting us go to the mission trip. It was a really blessing to especially to me. I got a chance to lead 8 people to the Lord. I was very blessed to see all those 8 people lead to the Lord. The very first day in the very first house I ever knocked on, there was a lady. She was doing her laundry, and I told her about the gospel. And I'm like, don't. And I just went through the whole plan of salvation. She was so receptive. First, she was like, what is this weirdo doing in my house or in my fence? So then she started approaching me slowly and slowly, and then she was right there in the fence, and I was talking to her, and I gave her the track. So then I gave her the track, and then she started reading it. So then I led her through the whole plan of salvation, and then she's like, do you want to get saved? And she's like, sure, why not? So she got saved, and then all through the week, we had a lot of fun. Antigua was very beautiful. In some places, they were really rough, but in the beaches area and the Devil's Bridge, that's what we call it, it was very, very beautiful. And But soul winning, I loved soul winning. I don't know, I just love soul winning. And it was a blessing to see those little kids running around and just knocking people, knocking their houses, knocking the man's or woman's door. And just it was a huge blessing just seeing them. And just want to thank you guys for letting us go. And thank you for paying all that bunch of money that you paid. And it's just been a blessing, and thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Joe, and Tegu was great. It was fun. I personally got to lead one soul to the Lord, and it was really cool because Daniel, he knocked his first house, and that lady got saved, and I saw a kid playing with soccer ball, so I just went up to him and went through the plan of salvation and led him to the Lord. But I didn't get to see anybody else saved all week, but it was fun. And thank you for everything. Bye.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Knaus, and I want to start off by saying thank you for all the money that you gave us so that we go on the missions trip. And we had a great time. While we were there, a lot of the houses, they were run down. They wouldn't still even be standing if it was here. Like, there was one house that I was with Brother Morton, and I knocked on it, and I didn't think anyone could possibly live there. But then someone came to the door. I didn't personally get to lead anyone to the Lord while we were there, but I still had a great time, and thank you again.
Once again, thank you very much, church, for everything you did for us. I'm sorry we couldn't have any pictures tonight, but we do have a photo album that we'll put on the back counter. If you want to see some pictures of Antigua, the houses and areas, you can look back there. Thank you, preacher.
Well, I enjoyed that. And we'll continue to hear more and more from them and maybe even get to see some pictures. But like one of them said, if only one got saved, it'd be worth it. But 17 or 18, that's a good trip. And tonight we have Brother and Sister Baker, Jerry Baker, with us. Brother Baker, he'll tell us here in just a minute. I want him to finish off here. Give him about 7 or 8 minutes. He was missionary down there and with the Caribbean radio station in Antigua. And he'll tell us how many years, but he was one of the first missionaries after I came here as pastor that we personally met. And through the years, able to support a little bit on the field. Brother Kevin, you probably remember Brother Baker in those years. First time I met him, he's heard me tell this before, but it's been so long we both about forgot it. But we having trouble with the organ. We was over in the first little building. And I want you to know something, folks. Dollars were big as cartwheels in those days. We were just getting started good, and something was wrong with the organ. And so somehow or another, somebody told me to call a repairman, and I did. And he came in and got his toolbox out and began to work on the organ. And I was hanging around in the building, opened it up for him, got him in, and kind of watching him a little bit. And then I kind of got to fishing around about how much was he going to charge. And he knew right where I was going, and after a little bit, he said, well, normally, average church, and he named a big price that he was going to charge. But then he said, but for a poor little independent Baptist church, I'm going to only charge, I think it was $25. And I realized then he was not only saved himself, but he was an independent Baptist. And I believe he was in Chan McMillan, was the pastor over in Lakeland, and he were in the church, Jerry. From that time on, he and I got like that because we both believed in saving money. Amen. Jerry, come up, if you would. We're so glad you stopped by. He'd have loved to have been over there when you young folks were over there, because that was his area, missionary for so many years. Tell us about it, Brother Jerry. How many years and what's going on there?
All right. 39 years. That's his age. But I've enjoyed listening to these teenagers. I sent a little note when they went down. Wish I could be there. You stayed in our house for several years, looks like. By the way, church, these kids are thanking you for the money. The investment you made was not in those it was in those 18 souls. Praise the Lord for that. But there's the investment right there. And that's the reason we do it. So you just keep doing it. We really enjoy the teams. We know exactly what you're talking about. Where's the basketball guy? Where is he? You know the reason they don't know much about basketball? The girls play it. But they call it netball, and they don't have a backboard. You shoot it in the hoop without a backboard. So you got to learn how to do that. All right. And by the way, I talked to them this afternoon, and I'm sorry you guys didn't get to finish up your job. Did the girls dig the ditch too? Just the guys? Well, praise the Lord, they got the conduit in today, that pipe, as you call it, that piece of coax that cost about $11,000. And it was in this afternoon and should be working by now, I hope. I talked to them a few minutes ago. And also, I got good reports from especially you ladies that worked with the little kids in the Bible. Where's my favorite member of the team, the little one? She was always in the picture. All right. Well, they love the kids, right? They love that baby. But thank you for going. Brother Hester has been a real blessing. He's been one of our broadcasters, I don't know, for about 5 years now. And I was really glad to see that he was going to take you folks down. And we praise the Lord for the souls that have been saved. You know, I served on the field for, well, we saved 33 years on the field. And every time I got to come home, they took another part out of my body. And I finally said, I think I'm going to quit coming home. Because every time I come back, they take something out and they don't put it back in. But you folks that are over 50 understand that, right? And so we are now working out of Bradenton, Florida. We're representatives for the Radio Lighthouse. That's the reason we're here tonight. We wanted to share with you, and you share with us. And then, of course, we represent the station throughout the United States as we have time. But we've started a ministry called Bible Time for Seniors. So we work in nursing homes, and we have our goal is to increase this and teach other people how to do the way we do it. But we meet in these nursing homes because that's the last chance that many folks get to hear the gospel. And by the way, you folks, I hope all you guys got the names of those folks that you led to the Lord, and pray for them specifically, because carnival's bad, it really is, and I've gone through a lot of those carnivals, but also carnival has a way of convincing people of sin, and especially when they get themselves in trouble during carnival. And the times for the next 9 months, we'll be seeing probably some results of good results in that people realize what they did was wrong and they need to be saved, and they get saved. So you pray for those young people, they'll live for the Lord. Thank you, folks, for supporting us these many years. We love the church. Sorry we hadn't been here more often. They scatter us all over the United States when we come home. So we work all of our meetings between doctor appointments now. And so you probably understand that. But thank you very much for taking your group down there. We appreciate it at the station. Trust you did enjoy it. We try to make sure you do that. But you will never go away the same, guys. You never think of missions the same after today or after this experience. So God bless you. And God bless you. I remember when that was 40,000. That's a real blessing to see what your church gives for missions, and that's an investment in eternity. Thank you, Pastor.
Just a second. Let me ask you a question.
The radio station, Brother Jerry, come back right here. The radio station reaches a long way down there, don't it?
The AM station is 10,000 watts, and it reaches about a 300-mile radius. Yeah. And the FM station, by the way, we got our first antenna from you, 90.3. I didn't really ever use it except for a spare, but it's still there as far as I know in the building. We started out on 90.3 and FM, which was our original licensed frequency. It's changed now, but on FM we reached the island of Antigua very well, and then even some adjoining islands that are close by. And we have to split it between Spanish and English. So half of the time we're in Spanish and half the time in English, but the AM is English all the time. So we've been praying now for their own Spanish frequency. We haven't got that.
All right, I tell you, a lot of you probably remember Jerry. I wish we had our bigger crowd here. A lot of them would, but Jerry goes back with us a long way and served God down there so faithfully. Dr. Buffington set sermons down, I believe, and played them over that station. And, of course, Brother Hester's doing some stuff like that now. All right, let's stand. It's been good to be in God's house tonight.